Take three. Ois tasvav. V'daber zet tzarech ani lahaz b'lucha b'didami yoysa. We're speaking about dveikus, bittel, all the important things. So I need to explain this to you with more examples. I'm not done. Well, pi mashal shemam shal b'rayim mehemna on the Zohar Kaddish gives us a mashal. Shemam shal shal midas ha'esha shal Hashem yisvarach with the 10 spheres, according to the Zohar, are compared to a makor, mayon, yama, and shiva nechalim. The keser is called the makor. Chachma is the ma'ayon. It's from where the water can first be seen. It emerges. Bina is a yam. And the seven lower spheres are shiva nechalim, seven streams. V'amar sham, and the Zohar there says, V'i is tabru inun manin ditakin, and if the kelim ha'mesukanim, these restored kelim, become broken, yehejin ma'ayla makar. So then the water, which is flowing in the streams, will revert back to the makar. Meaning what keeps the water outside of the makar is the fact that there is a system which the water is following so that it's able to move along. The outlets, correct. But if they break down, then the water will return to the makar. Ayin sham dipi ha-maimer, pshutim sham v'muskal rish. It's a very long maimer.
Break down or blocked. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, if the streams are broken, that means the water can go to places that it wasn't intended to.
Right.
But if it's blocked, then it backs up to where it started.
So in this case, so the idea is that every davar wants to be choizer l'sharsha, wants to return to its roots. So what keeps the water in the seven spheres is the fact that there's kelim there, there's vessels. The vessels are holding the water and not allowing the water to return back to the makkah. But if those vessels are broken, so now the water will naturally return back to the makkah. And the inyan kain ba'adam, we don't have to go into the whole discussion about it. Again, at the bottom here is a very lengthy maimer from the Rai Mehemna. V'inyan kain ba'adam, af shehu nivra v'hu yesh v'hu mugbal. So an adam is considered to be, he has a guf, and he's considered to be chutz. He's a yeshus of his own from a Kaddish Baruch Hu kivyachal. Kol zehu mitzidai mitzad habriya shenever bo. That's only because they are kalim here, physical kalim, which keep him in his place, which belongs to him. He occupies his own space, and he doesn't revert back to being ayin. Avakish shemispashyad es atzom migashmias. But if a person has what's called hispashdus hagashmias, that if he starts to ebb away at the gashmias, at the vessels which determine that he is a yesh of his own. V'ratzalaymar, ha'ikr, one second. So then Mamela what? Then he goes back to his makar and he's ayin again. So it's like just like the water, what keeps the water in the mayan or in the yam or in the shiva nechalim is the fact that there are these bodies, these kalim, which allow the water to be contained therein. But once those break down, so then it goes back to the makar. The same thing is with the adam. That he exists in a world where there's a lot of gvul. However, if he's able to be to chip away at that gvul, then he'll find himself back at his makkah, which is the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then he's back to square one. He's back in being davik to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So now, that's prasikal tispashis agashmis, that a person has to work with this geshem, this gashmis of his. So how does one do that? That's, we're going to be seeing a lot about that. We have to first explain it. So the first things first. When we speak about hispashis agashmis, api chasidus, the ikr is the leif. The leif. How does the leif feel? What's the matz of ruach of the leif? How is it misyaches to gashmis and yonah? Again, not so much the guf. We'll speak this out as we go along. It's really about the leif. Where's your chemda and taiva? She'nim osim be'enav kol ha'taiva salamazet. And how does a person accomplish that? We'll see momentarily. That the physical pleasures of this world should be to a person like nimas to him. This is a very big madrigas. Afilu ha'hechach yeh boi lo'ef shev lo'mechad. Even that which he needs, it shouldn't be that he's enjoying that which he needs. I mean, every connection which he has to gashmias should be like halavai. I shouldn't need it. As it says in the Sefer Magid Meisharim from Parshas Beshalach, shehirz Rav Magid Levisayiv al Zatamid, that he was always telling him about how to be mesiachis properly to gashmias things and pleasures. Ain shan. And certainly, midos ro'os, which are totally believe to eradicate those legamri, that will certainly be ma'akiv espashis agashmias. Via mufshat mikulam, that a person can see, like, there are levushim which he removes from himself. From what? Machmas goylut chukosel la'boi yisbaruch shamay. And there's different ways of accomplishing that, and the tzaddik is pointing out that a person has to be magbir, the taiva to kedusha, when he's magbir, that taiva of kedusha, so mamela, the taiva of gashmias goes away. And this is very important to do it in this way, because if a person is not, every single person needs pleasure. Pleasure is one of the basic components of survival. So a person is, he has a lot of pleasure from the physical world, and he's learning the svarim, and he says, no pleasure for the physical world, and now he's completely void of any pleasure. What's he going to have? He's going to be destroyed. But the point is that as a person is growing in his tainug de kedusha, so mamela he's able to let go of the other tanugim because he's seeing that I can replace that and much more. Right, exactly. It's that maisa with the yeshiva boy with the chocolate bar. That, you know, he was sitting in shir, he wasn't getting much tainug out of the shir, and you know he had the chocolate bar in his drawer, and he would open up, look at it, close it, open up, look at it, and like, I'm a sugar enough from that. Like, well, he had good intentions, but there was no hadracha. So a person has to be replacing, as he goes along, tainug de kedusha instead of the tainug of this realm. I shall call taivas chemnos and mezer haber v'kinas lihebu hul mishazachli tamenach shachashugaza. A person has a taste of real tainug, I mean, the tainug that Hashem intended that the world should have. So then it's mevatel at legami. I feel the FS Katsiri Shia Be'emes, even just a tiny bit, as long as it's Be'emes. Dain Shia Be'yiro Be'ahava. These are the real pleasures of life, as Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. Not just what we need to do, but this is the pleasures which Hashem created the world for. The pleasures of the physical world were only because if there was no pleasure in them, then nobody would do them. Meaning, the fact that food tastes good is a chesed atzum from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that then when we eat it should be tasty, because then the fact that we want to eat, it helps us to eat what we need to eat so that we could be healthy. So it's a beautiful taiva that Hashem has done for us. No, but that's the thing. So the world at large, and we're impressed by their hashkafas, they impress upon us that this world is about drinking Sprite and all the other marketing tools which they have in order to get you to have their products. That they use such lashonis, like this is what life is about. Like you image is everything, and what you eat and who you hang out with and where you go is everything. They're always giving off this picture, and that's what marketing is that identifying yourself with that. What are you if you don't have this? If you don't know what's going on over here, like you're totally out of the loop.
Twitter,
of course, yeah, that's why I wear one every day. But the thing is that year and a hava, this is the real tainug. This is the real, when Hashem made this world, He made it with the intention to give us pleasure. But this is the intention. This was the pleasure that Hashem had in mind. So when we take physical incentives, because the fact that there are things which to procreate, there's a pleasure in that, but the world needs it, otherwise people wouldn't want to have children. So Hashem puts a pleasure in things which are necessity in order so that those necessities should be accomplished. But when we take it and we blow it out of proportion, we say this is the pleasures of life and this is what it's all about. So then you look what happens to society. It only leads to not good things. People become obese. People become meshuggah, especially with the kelim tmeim and everything else, which is it's abuse. It's abuse of a gift that the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave so that the world should function healthily in a normal way, and exploiting that gift that Hashem gave you a little bit of pleasure to the physical world to turn it into a churban. Mamash a churban from the veil. He built a yiru pacha b'leiv ein zirachi tzaynes ahava. He explains that it needs to be yira and ahava, because the real ava is batanugim. Ava batanugim, the real pleasure is in ahava. But even yira, there's a dveikis in that. Like we say, medubakim biyira secha. There's a dveikis in yira too, but that's the yira which is coupled with ahava, which is yira saromimus, that it's a real deep yira. So if a person doesn't have a real yira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then even his ava, he says, is only chitzani sahava. It's not a primistic ahava.
I mean, truth be told, the tonic that you get from being from Kirtan Sadekim is something you have to work for. It's not an automatic thing. It's not like taking a pill and then feeling the effects right away, or having a drink and feeling lightheadedness right away. It's something that you have to acquire the lehavdil, of course.
Absolutely.
You have to acquire the taste for it,
exactly,
so to speak. Something you have to work for. Whereas those gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, so that we would utilize the Tainig for the purposes of the world, so to speak, is something that you have immediate gratification just about.
Yes.
So it's hard for people not to gravitate towards the things that don't take much effort.
That's right. If a person, we're being intoxicated by the world at large, because our senses, right away from the moment we're born, we're already part of the world of physical pleasure.
Mishahar and I have talked about it. There are times that you can daven for the Amid, and it's hard to get back to those places. From the times that I used to daven for the Amid, there are times that you can daven for the Amid. Well, no. But there are times that you can daven for the Amid, and you more or less go to a different place, a different planet. And you want to stay there, really.
Right.
And every time you go to, you're hoping you can get to that place.
That's right.
But it's not so simple.
That's right. Listen, that's the work.
It's not an easy thing to do. But
that's right.
But you would think that would be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to make it easier to get there, so that you want to be there more often.
Right. No, he definitely does. So we have to make the first Pesach. And then he opens it wide.
But not even guaranteed. When you're taking a certain pill or a certain drink or a certain... I'm not complaining to you.
I think that there's an aspect of bitachon too when it comes to Dvar Mishpik Dusha, that Hasan Davins, he means it, and there's an aspect of bitachon too that I'll be zeicha, that I will be zeicha too. That should be the philosophy.
That's what Rabbi said last night, I think it was. It has nothing to do with it, right? Okay, I hear you. The highest level, of course, is to do it for the Shekhinah, which is nothing to do with what you get.
Right,
or not.
That's right. Come over, b'ksavim, shel harav marina rav dog bear. That's the Magen from Mezrich. Halohim tachas yedcha zelkar behem. You have, remember, this is all a letter to one of his chaverim. You know, you have ksavim of the Magen. Take a look yourself. Come over to Sefer Chesed Avraham Gamkin. He called Nasha Adam Oyvid Hashem, but Oisib with Torah built Yira. So Avodas Hashem without Yira, Rotzalomer Pachat Halev, that a person doesn't feel the awesomeness of Hashem in his heart. Rotzalomer Shetipol Olav Pachat Balev Min Hashem Yisbarach. That it's something, it's a fear which just falls upon a person. Built Yizah HaKochol Mibachot. Then it's really mostly Demyonos. Yeah, if a person is zayichet to that, Baruch Hashem. Not everybody is.
No. I'm saying it's built.
It's built.
Yeah, it's built.
There are times that a person feels that the Yira falls upon him. It could be a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it could be by Tzion of a Tzaddik, by the Kois Maravi. Just be out of the blue.
It could be a certain word that you're saying in tefillah that makes you cry. Or a certain pasuk in the Torah that makes you.
I don't think that's the year that in general we talk about when we talk about years of Shalom.
It's beseeching. It's a different level. I would think it's a different level.
It is a different level. But to be specific, he's talking about Yira Shemayim, where, you know, like he's about to explain. One second. Abba b'yira nemar zeh shar l'Hashem. Yira is called the shar l'Hashem.
It's not fear.
But it's an awesomeness. It's a real feeling of awesomeness that a person feels inside of his heart. A person gets to the gates of the palace, so his heart drops. So spiritually, if the neshama is at the gates of the spiritual palace, and if a person is able to feel that neshama heart drop, so then you're there. And that's called in Sphira, the Sphere of Malchus, Midas HaMalchus, which is the lowest sphere, which is the way to get in, right? That's the palace. He came Midas HaMalchus Basav Adam, Kavachemer Ben Beneshel Kavachemer, when it comes to Malchus Hashem Yisparach. When we speak about Yerushimayim, so the Demyonis is that a person knows that's Hashem, and he feels all the worlds, and he stays away from Averis, and that's very important, and he conjures up within himself, you know, true Yira. When a person is magging himself with the Sira, as a memela nemasim be'ein of kol ha'tayves v'hamidos roas machmas busha shal Hashem Yisbarach u'pachta mimeno, this is his spashis agashmis v'sgabas kaya chasich v'hamavor v'shachanoi ha'chilchus tfilos v'metzari ches. This is what, even in Hilchus Tfilo, we speak about his spashis agashmis of those tzaddikim. Okay, let's.